Hey, we got Ray on the horn here from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. How's your day going today, Ray?
Oh, pretty good. Been a little bit busy here, trying to get some of the fishing stuff out for summer, getting our rod racks up and filling them up with all of our various rods and reel combos, getting ready for the season here.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time, to say the least. Everybody has sort of got that itch for spring and to go fishing. I do want to talk to you about that. Well, I guess maybe we should start there. Let me hear what you've been hearing from your customers coming in there and just the word on the street.
Yeah, well, there's been quite a few people in. They're starting to catch some cohos and stuff. I was talking to my neighbor last night. He was working on his trailer, trying to get his lights fixed on there because he had it out the night before, and they were off and on a few times, you know, and how that always goes every year.
So he was fishing then?
He had been out fishing the night before, and he was down at the lower harbor and fished out there. They marked a few fish. I think they had a couple of bites, he said, but they didn't land anything. That was two nights ago. Then yesterday they had gone out there. They went out by the bubbler.
In the upper harbor, okay.
Yeah, in the upper harbor. And they got a couple of cohos and a brown, but then they started running into ice was moving in on them. So they were having little bit of troubles with that, you know, start pushing them around and it was starting to come in, so they had to hurry up and get off the lake.
Yeah, that can be dangerous.
Yeah, you don't want to be out there if you start getting those big ice flows in, because those big chunks of ice, they don't look like they're that bad on the surface, but you got a lot of weight underneath, so if you're trying to motor in or anything like that, put a few dents in your boat in a hurry, especially if you got an aluminum boat or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen people actually tear, you know, holes and pop rivets and stuff like that, seems. Yeah, it can be dangerous. You got to be careful if there's any ice flows out there. But they made it back okay, and they caught fish?
Yeah, they had a couple anyway.
Do you know what they got them on?
I believe he said they were using spawn on a jig. They were just jigging out by the bubbler. There's quite a few different lures to use right now. A lot of people have been in picking up jig heads and use plastics with them or whatever. But there's also a lot of different spinners out there. I just got in, my shipment of MEPS came in yesterday, and we got filled in our wall here, so we've got a real good selection of MEPS. One of the things that's kind of interesting, I had picked up the Aglia E spinner last year. And I don't know if you've seen that one at all.
Have not.
But the body on it is just a standard, you know, MEPS spinner. But then right in the middle of the treble hook, there is a plastic bead in there, rubbery plastic bead, and they're either chartreuse or orange or pink. So it looks like a single egg.
Oh.
I had those in last year, and a few guys picked up some of them and tried them, and they just said they were a killer. So I stocked up on the bigger sizes of them this year.
We're going to switch over and talk about the river fishermen for the steelheaders, see what Ray's been selling at Wilderness Sports there, as well as a whole slew of little things he's carrying for this spring, including some new products from Yeti Coolers. So stay tuned for that coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.